राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हेल्प यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर बनचारी जमुना तीर बनचारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Everybody, a little louder. Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitanena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guruho Sri Yuta Pada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tamsa Jivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Hare Ram eva kevalam kalo nasteiva 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 gatiranyatha namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishay Namaha ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದೋ ಸಹೋದಿತೋ ಗೌಡೋದಯೇ ಪುಷ್ಪವಂತೋ ಚಿತ್ರೋಷಂ ದೋತ್ತಮೋನುದೋ ನಮಾಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನ್ ಇತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೆ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ್ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸು ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ
verse on the board. Yeah? Okay. Everything is together. Just to stay, don't go in the mood of Kirtan, Kirtan Mela. The organizers, headed by Sachinandan Maharaj, they wish, and it's appropriate also to have a Kirtan as the theme for Bhagavatam, so that we stay focused. So we have chosen this verse from 11th canto, chapter 5th, text 32. Sounds familiar? What? This verse, I'm sure you have heard this, read this, or again and again and again and again today, this morning. So quickly, as before time runs out. Krishna Varnam Tvasha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayai Yajantihi Sumedhasaha Krishna Varnam Tvasha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayai Yajantihi Sumedhasaha Krishna Krishnam Mataji's. Krishna Varnam, repeating syllables Krishna, Kri dash Na. Kri is one syllable, Na is another one. Just explain how. Tvisha with a luster. A Krishnam. Not black, golden. Sa Anga, along with associates. Upa Anga, servitors. Astra, weapons. Parshadam, confidential companions. Yajyai, by sacrifice. Sankirtana prayaihi, consisting chiefly of congregational chanting. Yajanti, they worship. He, certainly. Sumedhasaha, intelligent persons. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki. In the age of Kali, the intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Purport. This same verse is quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 3, verse 52. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has given the following commentary on this verse. Commentary. This text from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32, Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on Bhagavatam, known as Krama Sandarbha, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. That golden Lord Sri Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Garga Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he also appears in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in Satya and Treta ages, respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaura Hari. It's a long purport. We'll read parts and make a few comments. By the way, today is, you know what is today? Huh? Shri Prabhupada ki. Sachinandan Maharaj, you are surprised to hear this. You are stunned. I also heard this after Mangalarti from Vishnamurti today, the 1st September. Well, today is 1st September 2011, so 115 years ago, according to English calendar, today must be Naomi on the 1st. Of September, and 31st August must be Janmashtami that year. So, day after Janmashtami, Srila Prabhupada appeared, or Lord make him appear just the next day. Lord appeared, and next day he made Prabhupada to appear. Shows very close connection with Sri Krishna, his dear associate. We are talking of Sangopangastra Parshadam. One of his associate appeared on the 1st of September 1896. So that makes this day auspicious. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada is here with us as we hear his purport. In Vani, he is with us. Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarine. Srila Prabhupada is known for his Gauravani or Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Vani. He propagated all over the world. It reached us, and as a result, we are here together doing this Kirtan Mela together. And he's talking in the purport about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The statement of Gargacharya. In four ages, Lord appears in four different complexions. And in Kali Yuga, he appears in a golden, yellow gold. These are Prabhupada's words. Yellow gold. And he became known as Gaurahari. 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 Well, someone else wanted it now. This was Nimi Maharaj. Very curious to know from Navayogendras. And their dialogue, Nimi, Raja Nimi, King Nimi and Navayogendra, and here, Sri Karabhajan Yogendra. There are nine of them, nine names, and Karabhajan is speaking, and Nimi Maharaj is hearing. And that dialogue has been quoted by Narad Muni to Vasudev, father of Vasudev. And this dialogue is taking place in Dwarka, and now we are sitting here in Germany, hearing that dialogue took place in Dwarka, and he is quoting the another dialogue. Where did Nimi Maharaj come from? Which planet? Where was he? Which I have no clue. So I'm someone else. Yes, Mithila. Okay, good. Thank you. And where is Mithila? Where? Not far from Ayodhya. Maithili. Sita comes from there, known as Maithili. So from Mithila to Dwarka to Germany, I don't know the name of this town. Very difficult. German names. So Karabhajan Muni is replying, we want to go faster here. So question of first of all by Raja Nimi is Kasmin Kale sa Bhagavan Kim Varanaha Kim Kidrasho Nravi Namna Vakena Vidhina Pujate Tad Hochatam. Kasmin, please tell me about different lords. When did they appear? Kim Varnaha, what was their complexion? Namna, what were their different names? Vidina Pujyate, and in what way they are to be worshipped? The process of worshipping them. Uchyatam, please speak this. And then Karabhajan Muni had been speaking about lords appearing in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, and now is the turn of Kali Yuga as he is talking. And this is what he says, Krishna Varanam, Tusha Krishnam. In the age of Kali, Lord will appear. And he has been described as Krishna Varnam. Varnam also meaning color. Varna means color. But here, Varna refers to Varna Mala. Kakha gagha, tatha dadha, pafa babha, mama, yaralava. These are all Varnas. Krishna. Kri is one Varna, Arna is another Varna. Krishna Varna. Lord will always, Varna also means description. He will always describe Krishna by using Varnas, using different syllables. Or he will say, Krishna, 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 hey! And like that. And he will always be absorbed in describing Krishna, talking about Krishna, Krishna Varnam, Visha. And what about his complexion? His complexion, his luster would be like what? Oh, Krishnam. Krishna means black. He will be a Krishna, not black. A means not Krishna, not black. He'll be white, or he will be golden, which is closer in that white category. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. Rupa Goswami said, I offer my obeisances unto Krishna, Krishnaya Namaha. What kind of Krishna? Krishnaya Gauratvishai Namaha. Oh, no. Well, that also. But Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishai Namaha. I offer my obeisances unto Krishna. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne. His name is, this Krishna's name is Krishna Chaitanya. He is Krishna, but his name now is Krishna Chaitanya. And he is Gauratvishai. His complexion is Gaura. O Krishna means Gaura. Gauratvishai means O Krishna. Visha O Krishnam. So Lord is being glorified, being described here by Karabhajan Muni. And then he says, that Lord who appears in the age of Kali is Sanga, Sa Anga. See, he is Sa Anga, Sa Upanga, Sa Astra, Sa Parshada. Sa has to go with all those four items here. Sango, Panga, Astra, Parshadam. Sa means with, is equipped with all these. Sangha, translated here as associate, along with associates, along with the servitors, Anga. Equipped or along with the astra, the weapons, and associates, Parshadas. Is always accompanied by all this. Anga also, meaning body, Sangha, Gauranga, Gauranga, Anga means body. What kind of body or what kind of complexion of that body? Gauranga. And Jiva Goswami, in the purport here, Srila Prabhupada has quoted Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami describes that the beauty of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his astra, his weapon. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's weapon is his astra, is his beauty. He subdues the demons. by his beautiful, well, his beauty, his beautiful complexion. As Mahaprabhu arrived in that assembly in Varanasi, 60,000 disciples sitting around, and who was that? Prakashanand, Saraswati, and Mayavadi, Krishna, Paradhi. They were all Aparadhis, offenders at the lotus feet of Krishna. But as he arrived, and just took his seat, the first seat he could find at the entrance, he did not look for a big asan. Where is my asan, or special asan? He just sat. And his humility also, and his beauty, and his effulgence was so overwhelming and overpowering. All the demoniac nature, or their being anti-Krishna, Krishna Paradhis, was subdued. He had not even spoken a word. Just by his presence, his beautiful and humble and effulgent presence, he subdued all their demoniac nature. So Sangopangastra, he did not have to carry a separate weapon like Krishna had a chakra, and Sri Rama, he has his bow and arrow, and others have his club. Someone is, Vara has a club. Everyone comes with some weapon. Tavakara kamalavari nakham. I will not use any, no weapons. Nakham, but this demon, he could not think that nakham, the nails, could be weapon. He had a whole list. Not killed by this, not killed by that. He thought he was very smart. He cheated Brahma. Oh, he finally gave me the benediction. You will not be killed by any weapon. But the Lord is, if you want someone else to cheat, Lord could become Maha-cheater. And he cheated. Nakam, he made his. So Narasimha has his nakam as his astra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is weaponless, appears as his weaponless. So, look, I have no weapons. I surrender, or I throw all the weapons. And he has no weapons, but his weapon is, well, what he is, and especially his beauty, beautiful complexion. Is his weapon. Ajanu lambita bhujo kanakavadato. Kamalaya taksho sankirtanaika pitaro. That Mahaprabhu sankirtanaika pitaro is performing sankirtan. Sankirtanaika pitaro, the founding fathers in fact, not one, Gaur Nityananda sankirtanaika pitaro, two fathers, Gaur Nityananda, Avatirne Gaurachandre, Vistirne Prema Sagare. So, Ajanu Lambita Bhujo, some of the very special features of his personality, long arms reaching his knees. You may say, my hands are also reaching my knees. They're going on beyond the knees. But you stand up and then you'll have to do this and that to reach your knees. But Mahaprabhu would just stand, and his Mahapurush, these are Lakshanas, symptoms, 32 symptoms of Mahapurush, and one of them, just one of them is long arm. Ajanu Ajanu, janu means knees. Ajanu means up to. Ajanu lambita means long. Bhujo means both arms. His both arms are long. How long? Reaching his knees. Ajanu lambita bhujo. Kanakavadato, kanak, like a golden complexion. And that Gauranga, when he would do sankirtan, sankirtanai kapitaro, kamalaya taksho, his beautiful eyes reaching karna paryantam, there's a description. His eyes reaching his ears, the blooming open lotus, reaching his ears, karna, karna, paryantam, up to his ears, blooming like that. When our eyes do not reach the ears, what do? Use some kajal. Try to imitate the Lord. Because there's a standard of beauty. They may not know in the West, but they are indirectly imitating the Lord. Nail polish also, because nails, Lord's nails are reddish, lips are like that. So lots of imitation goes on, including rasa dance imitation. One Krishna, one gopi, one Krishna. And Krishna's rasa dance at night time here, also night time, the couples. Yes. Connection is perverted reflection. Parshadam yagyai sankirtana prayair yajanti hi sumedhasaha. That's the point, Bhajan Muni, that is also the point. That the yajanti, how he is to be worshipped. Please tell me how the Lord is to be worshipped in different ages. And this is Karabhajan Muni, and this is a Bhagavad standard, part of Bhagavad Dharma, statement from Bhagavatam. Karabhajan Muni also as a Bhagavat, and Narad Muni also as a Bhagavat, and then Srila Prabhupada as Bhagavat. They're all repeating the process of worshipping Lord in this age. Sankirtana prayair yagya. First of all, you perform yagya. What kind of yagya? Sankirtana, sankirtana prayeri. Sankirtana prayeri. Sankirtana yagya. How does praya fits in here? Consisting chiefly, mainly, prayeri. Mainly process is sankirtana, sankirtana yagya. Yajnanam japa yajyosmi. Lord Sri Krishna personally said this to Arjuna in the middle of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, describing yajna. What kind of yajnanam japa yajyosmi? If you are interested in performing yajna, the best yajna is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is Yajnanam Japa Yajyosmi. That is me. That is myself. That's the best offering. I am to be worshipped by performance of Yajna. You chant. And that is the best Yajna. Krishna has said personally, and Bhagavatam is speaking the same thing here. Yajyai Sankirtana Prayair. Yajanti, this is how the Lord is to be worshipped. By sankirtan. By how? Sankirtan. Not just kirtan, but sankirtan. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Congregational chanting. congregationally chanting. And this is yajna and yajantihi sumedhasaha. People with the brain substance or fertile brains, they would worship Lord this way. You all assembled here must be brainy people, most intelligent people on the planet. Going by this standard, how to judge who is intelligent and who is a dull-headed? This is how you judge. Yajantihi sumedhasaha. If you are performing sankirtan, then you are sumedhasaha. You are not only medhasaha. Medhasaha means intelligent. Sumedhasaha means the best intelligence. Swagatam, then suswagatam. Swagatam Krishna. You are welcome, Krishna. And then suswagatam. Su, prakrishta rupena, stressing, emphasizing. There's a great intensity there. Or geet and sangeet, so many words like that. So kirtan, sankirtan, sankirtana prayer, yajantihi sumedhasaha. Srila Jaya Goswami will read a little more purport here. Cites a verse from Vedic literature that says that there is no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. Take note of this. This applies to exactly what we are doing here. He comments that instead of engaging in such external pompous exhibitions, all people, regardless of caste, color, or creed, can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam indicates that prominence should be given to the name Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should together chant Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. To propagate worship in churches, temples or mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in that. But anywhere and everywhere, people can chant Hare Krishna. Thus, worshipping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So that Gauranga appeared with this gift of the holy name. He appeared. Others should be giving him gifts. He appeared and he is giving the gifts. And what is that gift? Golokera premadhana hari nama sankirtana. He brought that gift all the way from Golok. And through the process of this sankirtan, sankirtanai kapitaro, he distributed namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate pradaya pradaya. His appearance is for to give. Da means to give. Pradaya, prada. He's a giver. And he gives so much. He gives and gives and just keeps giving it. So he's Mahavadanyaya. He's not only Vadanya. He's not only magnanimous, but Mahavadanya. Most magnanimous. Known for his giving. What is he giving? Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. He's giving Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangasra Pasha. Giving Sankirtan. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Prada. He's giving Krishna Prem. Unnata Ujjvala Rasam. Also mentioned. After long, long time, Lord has appeared in this magnanimous, as a magnanimous, most magnanimous person. And what is he doing? To give the Ujjvala Rasam. Samaripyutum Unnata Ujjvala Rasam. Swabhaktim Sriyam. He's giving his devotional service, his service, and he's giving Ujjval Ras. Ujjval. The brilliant Ras. Madhurya Ras, which is full of prem. So Sri Krishna, what he experiences, the prem, Radha Krishna Pranaya. Alhadani Shakti Rasmat, that Radha Krishna Prem, which Krishna experiences in Vrindavan. Then he appears in Mayapur and he is distributing that Krishna Prem. And it becomes Audarya, Udar. Audarya Dham, Mayapur. Audarya Dham. Where Mahaprabhu just shares this prem, Radha Krishna prem. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is nothing. This is Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. And when, well, acharyas come, and when you say Hare, Krishna is very happy. When we are chanting Hare, that is Radha's name, Krishna becomes jubilant. And when you come to Krishna, chanting of Krishna, then by hearing Krishna's name, Radharani becomes ecstatic. We don't know what's going on, but as we chant, Radha and Krishna are enjoying. They get attracted to each other. They're drawn closer and they begin their ras and they're dancing. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. Radha Raman, they're dancing and chanting. And Maya Saharamaswa. And there's a prayer also. As we chant Hare Krishna, the acharyas have given commentaries for each word. Hare is what, and when you say Krishna, what thought, and then next Hare, what you are supposed to be thinking, and next Krishna, and next Krishna, and Hare, Hare, and then you come to Radha Raman, Radha, or Hare Ram, 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 Ram means to enjoy. And there's a prayer in the commentary, Maya Saharamaswa, O Lord, Maya Saha, I am the chanter. I am the chanter of your holy name. Maya Saha Ramaswa. Rama. Please enjoy with me also. Please make me part of your dancing show or enjoyment show. Maya Sahara Maswa. You have so many to dance with, Radha, and so many other gopis and other devotees. And please include me also, Maya Saha Ramaswa. Yes, Srila Prabhupada did say that ultimate goal is to of chanting, and this human form of life is to finally join the dancing party of Radha and Krishna. So, as we chant Hare Krishna, Radha and Krishna are enjoying, and we also get connected, and we are also hanging around there and enjoying. Lord is enjoying. We become cause of his enjoyment as we are worshiping him by chanting his name, Radha's name. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His main leela is chanting and dancing. Kirtaniya Sada Hari, that is what he mostly did. That's why he's ever ready. His hands are never like this. He's in action. Not like this. He's ready to go. He's always chanting, always dancing. Wherever he went. Patra apatra nahi vichar. Sthan asthan nahi vichar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no discrimination. Where I should chant and who is deserving, not deserving. He just chanted and danced and distributed this holy name. While in South India, well, he started his Sankirtan Leela in Srivas Angan, and he was doing indoor, but Advaita Charya, no. My dear Lord, I did not appeal to you and requested you to advance so that only few are benefit. No, please come out. Then Mahaprabhu came out of Srivas Angan and he started Udilo Aruna Purava Bhage Vijamani Gora Amani Jage Bhakata Samuha Laiya Sate Gela Nagara Braje. He took his associates with him during early morning hours, these hours, and he would tathai bajela khol was doing tathai. Ghana ghana tahe jhanje re ro. And then Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Bolena Bolore Vadana Bhari. Balena means use some energy. Balena. Balena bolo. Vadana Bhari. Let your mouth open. Open your heart, open your throats, open your mouths. Don't do chew, chew, chew like sparrows. Open your mouths. Vadana bhari. When it's time for you to take a gulab jamun, that's the time you really open up. You want to make sure whole thing goes in. You don't want to have just half. So vadana bhari. Dhule, 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 what is it? Go sonara anga charane nu pura baje. And Lord is, so I'm missing something there. Preme dhala dhala sonar anga, sonar, sonam is gold. Sonar anga is golden form and is dhule dhule heart. He's swaying like this. And charane nupura baje. Around his ankle bells here, charane nupura baje. And his nupuras being heard. They must be doing very expert mridang playing, kartal playing. That even the tinkling, jingling of the sounds of the ankle bells of Lord Gauranga could be heard. The mridanga sound, kartal sound is not drowning the sound of the tinkling and jingling of the bells around Lord Gauranga's feet. Are they allowing time? Time for mridanga, time for kartal, and time in between for the jingling time also to be heard. So like this, Mahaprabhu started his kirtan and goes all over South India. And wherever he went, hundreds and thousands with no invitation to gather, only 1,000 or 700 devotees. 6 months we are endeavoring. Maharaj, 6 months. On internet and this and that. But when Mahaprabhu would arrive in some town, some village, not even SMS. The people would come. No hoarding, no poster, no advert, nothing. Come. Because he's sitting in their hearts. Hey, come. And they don't even know why they are going, where they are going. They are being dragged, they are being pulled, and people would come. Big numbers. You read Chaitanya Charitamrita and you see big turnout. And then Mahaprabhu's policy. He talked less and chanted more. We were supposed to be doing 2-minute talk before the kirtan, Maharaj. Some policy. That is also not going. That's good. So Mahaprabhu's kirtan, when that was happening, Mahaprabhu would just start kirtan and his dancing. And in the middle of those thousands, hundreds and thousands of people, Mahaprabhu, he would stand tall. He was very tall. Very convenient also. They were able to see him wherever he is. Everyone is only, the chest high or shoulder height. He is still above. The size of Mahaprabhu, Panchatattva Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur, that is the actual size of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't think because Hare Krishnas have some extra pounds or money. They just added some more metal to the size. That's actual size. That size, Gauranga. And then long arms. And then he would do his Udanda Nritya. He would jump high. And this whole thing is a golden and effulgent. What a show. Everyone is just captivated. And he is a puppeteer. And they're all made to dance, chant and dance. And they are all dancing with him whole night. And he says, Hariva! As if he's lifting all of them and dropping them, and then another Haribo. So by just one night was enough, and they were all getting loaded with Krishna Prem. The next morning they were struggling to and stand up, just rolling on the ground, and hard time finding places, their hometowns. But they were managing somehow, and by coming in contact, people, those who did not go, coming in contact with those who had gone for that show, they would become transformed. And then they would come in contact with some others who had not come in contact. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement was spreading all over. And, same thing. His Udanda Nratya, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would jump like from a in a swimming pool, there's a board, and take a little help of the board to jump high. So Mahaprabhu, while doing that, the earth would tilt as he would do his Udanda Nrati. The earth would tilt and causing waves, causing tsunami. And I think that is the result of what Mahaprabhu did 500 years ago. He's chanting, he's dancing, and those waves are reaching all over, have reached here. And Mahaprabhu's chanting and dancing is cause of our chanting and dancing. Mahaprabhu is the cause. Yeah, I should. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.
So, Hare Krishna, I wish you a wonderful good morning. This is your third day of the Kirtan Mela, and I will need to do a few announcements. Let me see if Dina Sharana is still here. No? Good, then I can do her part. First of all, I must tell you, the world takes notice of this. We get so many good newspaper articles. But Bhakti Vyan Maharaj, Maharaj is going, I really want to say one thing, and it's very important for us to make this statement. The original team who is organizing all this is composed of Namamrita, Paramatma Prabhu, and Roman. Both, all three of them, disciples of His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, who had first started to give programs in Germany. I remember I was invited to two. We were in a castle, beautiful castle, the last time and other places, and it came from this idea and this pool. So you see our humble Maharaj, who is encircled by two Maharajas so that he cannot flee. Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, he's the Maharaj in the middle. He is a really a very, very, he's behind all this. I must say this. So now you may take your prasadam, Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. for you to just know how the kirtan is not only doing good for yourself, but to the world, I would just like to quote the last newspaper article, which has come out yesterday. There were a few before, and there is TV and everything before, so that you know what the world thinks about you. it says here, since Monday, every day, 12 hours, for 12 long hours, from 10 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the evening, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is sung by about 1,000 Krishna devotees from all parts of the world. And then it says, after describing very nicely the Krishna consciousness is not at all a sect, but very deeply spiritual movement. Just imagine. German newspaper. Amazing. And it says the reason why these people have come together is because by their singing they want to send positive energy all around the world. Wonderful, no? And it says something here, interesting, those who are interested are welcome from their hearts to sing along with them and to talk with them and learn many things. So this is, I mean, Germany. Hare Krishna. I must say, the one who takes care of coordinating this newspaper and does this excellent service is Sadbuja Prabhu. He's a very shy person. I have asked him to be here, but Sadbuja, where are you? Yes, Sadbuja Prabhu, please get up. This is Sadbuja Prabhu. Hi, Bol. So whenever you see press people coming, I would very much request you to be kind to them and to bring them in contact with Sadbuja Prabhu, because there's a way of talking to them and making them comfortable so that they lose their German journalism, you know. Good. So whenever people come, please bring them to our Sadbuja Prabhu. Fine. I'm yes, there are changes in the schedule, just for you to know. B.B. Govinda Swami and Lokanath Swami have switched their places. So B.B. Govinda Swami starts at 10 o'clock and Lokanath Swami at 11:30. That's something. Then, on the request of Yadubara Prabhu and others, we have somehow worked very hard to get a little more time. There is a youth hour of Kirtan, where our young, what is his name, Madhava, this Brahmin boy? Ayush Prabhu, very talented singer, was in Bhakti Fest singing and everywhere. I think Yadubara's daughter, they will sing from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock here, just so that you know. Then the last thing before you can take your prasadam is, please remain in contact with the kitchen. Mother Dina Sharma takes care of this. Please take care that there is enough vegetable cutters. It's very important, because if you don't get enough prasadam, you will become mental. Please help us to carry this. And the last thing is, my dear devotees, you have done now 2 full days. It's really 2.5 days. It's very crucial that you still that you don't think it's all over, I did two, I can now relax, eat and sleep. Please, two more days. It's a great yagya to please the Lord and his devotees. And it is very, very, very important that you still come and give your full attendance as much as possible. We recommend you do around 8 hours, 4 in the morning and 4 in the evening, so that this mela can really become what it is meant to become. That is a very strong spiritual influence here in Kali Yuga, which we can do then all over the world. We are trying to create something. Look back there on the black wall. Do you see the plant coming up, this green plant? Can you see? This is your Bhakti Lata Bija. The seed of Krishna consciousness in your heart gets so much water from the holy name that it grows. Let's see where it will grow. Hopefully it will grow back to Krishna's lotus feet. That is what we are aiming for. It's not a small goal, it's a large goal. And therefore, please give your focus on this, and give your energy. But having said this, I must congratulate you again and again. You are really wonderful assembly of devotees, very serious, and you have understood what this is about. It's a yagya, it's a sacrifice. Very good. So now I wish you a wonderful third full day. May Krishna give you exactly the realizations you need to go on in your spiritual journey back home, back to Godhead. And please take good prasadam now. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Gaura Premanandi. Yes, just a small thing. We miss a lens for this photo apparat, which cannot see very nicely without this lens. So if you find it on the earth, return it please to this devotee with a yellow cap, this one, or at Jens' technical table. Hare Krishna.